Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Karen Amon, author of Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All; Tiffany L. Warren, author of The Favorite Son; and Regina Mixon, author of Have I Told You Lately That I Love You. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives changed for the glory of God. First up today is Karen Amon, author of Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All. Here's a little information about Karen Amon. Karen is a Proverbs 31 Ministries author and speaker, as well as a writer for Their Encouragement for Today online devotions that reach over 1 million women daily. She has written 7 books, including the popular Let It Go, How to Stop Running the Show and Start Walking in Faith. Married to her college sweetheart, Todd, together they raise their 3, sometimes quarrelsome but mostly charming children, in the boondocks of central Michigan. There she enjoys antique hunting, cheering for the Detroit Tigers, and feeding the many teens who gather around her kitchen island for a taste of Mama Karen's cooking. Now here's a short description of the book, Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All. Keep It Shut by Karen Amon explores how to better control your tongue, knowing what to say and how to say it, and realizing when it is best to say nothing at all. From Bible times to modern times, women have struggled with their words. What to say and how to say it, what not to say, when it is best to remain silent, and what to do when you've said something you wish you could now take back. In this book, a woman whose mouth has gotten her into loads of trouble shares the hows and how not to's of dealing with the tongue. Beyond just a how not to gossip book, this book explores what the Bible says about the many ways we are to use our words, and the times when we are to remain silent. Karen will cover using our speech to interact with friends, co-workers, family, and strangers, as well as in the many places we use our words in private, in public, online, and in prayer. Even the words we say silently to ourselves. She will address unsolicited opinion slinging, speaking the truth in love, not saying words just to people please, and dealing with our verbal anger. Christian women struggle with their mouths, even though we know that Scripture has much to say about how we are and are not to use our words. This is still an immense issue, causing heartache and strain not only in family relationships, but also in friendships, work, and church settings. Now here's a brief review of the book, Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All. What we say can get us into so much more trouble than a little bit. And it's not just about gossip or angry words, but also about when we choose to speak, the manner in which we choose to speak, and the heart and spirit behind what we say. Karen Amon uses biblical wisdom, stories, examples, and anecdotes to explore and explain how we ought to use our words and how we ought not to. Karen is real, transparent, and brutally honest, and that helps make the principles in this book meaningful and come alive to the reader. A powerful statement Karen makes is we should not have both righteous and evil words coming from our tongues. How often this is the very thing that is the case. We praise the Lord at church and then minutes later are arguing with a family member or shouting at our kids. Karen challenges readers to weigh one's words and shares how to be delivered from stress and hurt in all types of situations and relationships by using or not using one's words for good. This is a powerful work for women from all walks of life. We highly recommend this book. Visit Karen Amon online at www.karenamon.com. Keep It Shut, What to Say, How to Say It, and When to Say Nothing at All is published by Zondervan. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Your Great Name by Chrissy Nordhoff.
Lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Every fear has no place at the sound of your great name.
Next up today is Tiffany L. Warren, author of The Favorite Son. Here's a little information about Tiffany L. Warren. Tiffany L. Warren is an author, playwright, songwriter, mother, and wife. Her debut novel, What a Sister Should Do, was released in June of 2005. Her second book, Farther Than I Meant to Go, Longer Than I Meant to Stay, was a national bestseller. She is also the author of The Bishop's Daughter and In the Midst of It All. In 2006, Tiffany and her husband Brent founded Warren Productions and released gospel musicals What a Sister Should Do and The Replacement Wife. Tiffany is the visionary behind the Faith and Fiction Retreat. She resides in northern Texas with her husband Brent and their five children. Now here's a short description of the book, The Favorite Son. Do faith, family, and fame go together? In this captivating novel from award-winning author Tiffany Warren, two brothers reach for the stars, but are they prepared for a fall? They're handsome, smart, and musically gifted. Brothers Camden and Blaine Drake have put their talents together and founded a gospel group. The quieter one, Camden, is a songwriter, while charismatic Blaine is the performer. At first, their bishop father is against the idea until Blaine, his favorite, wows the congregation with his performance at a church revival. Sure enough, once the bishop witnesses their effect on the crowd, he wants them there every Sunday, but he may have set the stage for trouble. As the group's popularity grows, so do the groupies, and promiscuous Blaine is more than happy to share his love. Gigs across the country, meetings with music execs, a chance to sign with a major label, and a sexy new band member bring new connections and dangerous new temptations. Soon, a slew of rumors and a shocking betrayal threaten to destroy the group, and the brothers' relationship as well. But one event is going to rock their world forever. Do they have enough faith, forgiveness, and brotherly love left to find harmony once more? Now here's a brief review of the book, The Favorite Son. Twin brothers Camden and Blaine Drake form a gospel group that quickly command attention from fans and earns them a seat at the table of top music executives. The pastor father of the twins is not too happy about their success, especially since he wants to protect the church's reputation and perhaps his own personal finances. Camden leaves everything behind to go after his own dreams, including his girlfriend Dawn, and Blaine is happy to become the new pastor of his father's church. But they both will soon find that it's not easy to hit the right note. Soon after going their own ways, rumors escape that Camden is gay. When Dawn hears this, she is hurt and finds consolation in the arms of his brother Blaine. But Blaine has other plans and soon finds out that he will be the father of their child. When Camden finds out what has been done, he is beyond angry. But they all are in the wrong, and the time has neared for some confession and repentance. Tiffany Warren writes a compelling faith-based story that will keep readers glued until the last page and thinking about the principles long after the story ends. We highly recommend this book. Visit Tiffany Warren online at www.tiffanylwarren.com. The Favorite Son is published by Defina. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Love the Lord by Lincoln Brewster. Next up today is Regina Mixon, author of Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Here's a little information about Regina Mixon. Regina's life had been nothing less than a continual roller coaster, that is, until 1998 when God intervened. Having endured abuse in various forms from an early age, Regina began to feel somewhat helpless and hopeless. Having a strong spiritual background and a desire to serve others, Regina believes that as we are blessed, we should pass these on to others via whatever avenue God provides, to help them develop a real faith in God and in themselves. Regina shares in her writing steps and tools one can take to go from brokenness, find their purpose for being here at such a time as this, and to begin to pursue that purpose with such tenacity and passion like never before. Now here's a short description of the book, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? Love, the proverbial word often tossed around yet clearly misunderstood. What is love? Is it that sick feeling one gets when they've encountered someone they're enamored with? Is it that rush that comes when you meet the one? How is love defined from a biblical perspective? Are there many different facets of love? What exactly is it? Is it merely saying it enough? Is there only one true love? This book is designed to make the reader aware of what love really is and to make one think before idly tossing the word around. Its purpose is to dispel many myths that have been circulating throughout the years as to the true meaning of love. Regina provides in this book some of the different terminology used as it relates to love and provides the true definition of love from a biblical perspective, using scripture and humorous anecdotes clearly illustrating what it is and is not. Look for the trailer that's coming soon as well. This is one you don't want to miss. Now here's a brief review of the book, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? In this book, Regina Mixon helps readers to become aware of what real love is. She aims to get readers to think about why they give love, what it means to receive love, and what it means to talk about love, before just tossing the word around in conversation or writings. In doing so, she uses stories and her own experiences to dispel myths about love and describe what it means to have the love of God in one's life. From a biblical perspective, readers will find this work engaging, practical, compassionate, and helpful, as Mixon shares her heart and provides healing to those who have been hurt by a false idea or feeling of love. We highly recommend this book. Visit Regina Mixon online at www.regisbooks.org. Have I Told You Lately That I Love You is published by Regis Books, LLC. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Black Christian Book Promo and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, Your Grace is Enough, by Matt Maurer. God bless.
You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart.